You know, I was sitting and I didn't have anything yesterday. I didn't have anything this morning. And when I got up, I didn't have anything. So I sat in the office and I looked at something and the Holy Spirit said, no. I said, okay. Then I looked at something else and I said, yeah, I need a word. And that's the title. Lord, I need a word.
Amen.
I need a word from you. I need instructions from you.
Amen.
Lord, I need a word today.
Amen.
Some of you may say it's time for change, or I got an idea, or my responsibilities have increased. Now, God, I need a word.
Amen.
I need to know how to go about this in my life this new year.
Yes.
God, you've given us 12 more months to go forward. This is the secular calendar. It's not the Jewish calendar, but it's still a new year.
Yes.
You know, so we need a word from God.
Amen.
We need strength from God. Now, the Bible says the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Yes.
Amen?
Amen.
All right, so we need a word. Now, some years back, I remember that I had called on the Lord and I said, I need a word from you, Lord, because my son is an eyewitness. I know some of you may have recalled me teaching on this, but there's a little bit more to add to it today. Lord, I need a word from you because my son is an eyewitness. Now, Romans 10:17 says, consequently, faith comes from hearing the message.
Amen.
And the message is heard through the word of God. Amen.
Amen.
Now, once I get an answer for my situation, then I am to trust God and rest in him to bring into pass what he has spoken unto me. Did you hear what that said, what I just said? Once you get the answer, you are to trust God and rest in him. Even though you might not see it happening, you may not, the situations around you may be even flipping a little bit more, but you're to rest in God, but God you see. Now, I remember a girl, I was over at Cornerstone one day, and this was years back, and this lady, she had one of those little girl voices, and it was the soprano voice, and so when she talked like a baby. And she said, you know, I went to God one day, and I said, but you said, God. And when she said it, and the way she said it, I turned to her, and I got the revelation. Because, uh-oh, that's me. I'm sorry. Nisi, cut my phone. Is that me? I'm sorry. Well, I turned around and I looked at her and I said, Lord, I got it. I got it. All I got to do is recall back to you what you said. I got to just say it. And when your child or when you promise somebody something, what do they say? What you said.
Yeah, yeah.
And how do you feel if you don't do it? You feel guilty? You feel a little shame? You feel like you let them down?
Yeah.
And you want to get it right?
Amen.
So, what do we have to do? I need that phone off. Can
she's on the phone,
it's not a dressing. Okay. And so, with that being said, I look back at God again, and I said, God, I need a word. Now, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. And he rewards those who diligently seek him. Did you hear that? Diligently. Because we can get the answer if we're diligent about seeking him. Now, Amani's motor skills are not developed yet, right? So when she sees something she wants, she's got to focus on it. And she starts working with the, I don't know how the motor skills work, but I just used to just pick up my hand because I want to pick it up.
Yeah.
But she's developing. And while she's trying to want to reach something, she's thinking about it. She's looking at it, and she's looking at it, and she's doing a little facial, and then she hit it. She's diligent about getting that. Do you hear what I'm saying?
Yes.
Have y'all seen, y'all recall our baby when a baby is diligent about trying to get something they want? And then those that can crawl and they see something at a distance away, man, they take off, gone.
Yeah.
Look like they can run on four on knees and hands. They gone.
Yes.
So, but they're diligent about it.
Yeah.
We have to have diligence in our heart. We've got to be diligent. Amen?
Amen.
Now, when getting your answer, of course I said, you go back to God and you say this. You say it, God. You remind him of what he has spoken unto you. Isaiah 43:26 says, put me in remembrance. Let us plead together. Declare thou that thou mayest be justified. Now God says something that he's going to do for you and you put him in remembrance. He says that thou mayest be justified. Justified means it's yours, right? You rightfully can get it. It's yours. It's rightfully yours.
Yeah.
And when God tells you something, it's rightfully yours because he said it. Not because your friend said it, not because a mama or dad says, but if God tells you something, it's because he said it,
amen.
And it's rightfully yours.
Amen.
Amen. Amen? Now, what does he say about, what does the Bible say about salvation? It's free.
Amen.
It's rightfully yours. You know, I met a young lady a couple of days ago while talking to this young lady. I was talking to her about forgiveness. Now the Bible says if we repent of a thing, that we are forgiven.
Right.
And it's not remembered anymore.
Right.
It's thrown into the sea of forgetfulness, right?
Yeah.
Now that's what the Bible says.
Yeah.
Now have you had a hard time trying to believe something that the Word of God says? Do you feel something in your heart and say, I don't know if that worked for me?
Yeah.
Well, this young lady didn't get it like that. She just took it. She said, really? I say, yes, really. When you repent of a thing, you are forgiven. And that's it. That's all it is. Oh, she said, oh, I feel something just lifting off me. And that's the truth. The Bible says the truth shall make you free. And so as the truth was going forth, she was being set free. Now the enemy had her clenched up like this, gripped on her. And she's sitting up struggling, trying to get loose. But when the truth comes forth, everything breaks loose.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen.
So that was just a blessing to be able to encounter that precious young lady. Now Isaiah 43 says, put me in remembrance, says the Lord. Now Jeremiah 1:12 says, and the Lord said to me, you have seen well, for I am watching over my word to perform it.
Yes.
Remember, God is going to do what he said he's going to do.
Amen.
Now, Lord, when I was when I was setting up the house for the Every Advantage house, and when I ended up coming, having to come out of there, and in the time of depression, the Lord said, I'm going to do what I said I'm going to do. Well, at that time, my mind was so cloudy that I couldn't even line up. What did you tell me? Because this didn't fell apart, you know? But whatever God told you, I don't care what you go through, he's going to do what he said he's going to do. Now, when God used that precious woman, Miss Evans, to prophesy over my life, she was prophesying that I would be here. Because I was just around the corner. Now, I went off some umpteen years, way right and way left, and then God still brought me back.
Amen.
He still did what he said he was going to do.
Amen.
So that's the same, doesn't matter how much time it takes, he's going to do it.
Amen.
Now, when the Bible said, you got to be diligent about when he says something to you. Because if he tells you something today, a lot of times we expect stuff to happen quickly because we're used to things happening and working for us quickly. Microwave, the oven, everything quickly. We're looking for quick meals to make and prepare, 30-minute meals and stuff like that. We're looking for stuff to happen quickly. But sometimes God says, let patience have its perfect works. So that means waiting. Yeah, I felt that too. Let patience have its perfect works. So, now, your answer can come, but you gotta be wound and rounded. You got to be flexible. In Isaiah, I'm going to find it. Just give me a moment. In Isaiah 41. I don't know exactly where this is at. It's between 44, it starts at 41, 10 through 16. But within the midst of that passage, God says, for I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. Do not be afraid or wound. That means flexible and rounded. You gotta be flexible. So, God's answers might not all come one way. You got to be flexible and rounded and ready to receive God's answer however he chooses to send it to you. Now, a couple of examples is dreams and visions, the answer will come. Other examples is someone's talking to you, they don't even know what you need an answer for. But the answer come right out of their mouth. And you know it, because it hits your heart. You know it, that that's the answer. Another way is doing television. Something may be on television. And God can even use something that's secular to speak to you and give you an answer. Another is the radio. Another is the preached word. And another is that you can be reading something and the answer comes forth. But you gotta be flexible and rounded. I call it old wound Deborah. But you know one thing about this word, let me tell you something about Isaiah 41, 10 through 16. When God gave me that word, you know that we go through all kinds of demonic attacks, we go through warfare, we go through all kinds of stuff, right? Now, that would make you kind of shiver, you know, especially if you're not used to that. It'll make you get a little afraid. Oh, the enemy's gonna come after me. Oh, well, I might not do that right now. But God had to stable my feet first before taking me through warfare. So, stabilizing my feet, he gave me this word. So, do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. All who rage against you will surely be ashamed and disgraced. Those who oppose you will be as nothing and perish. Though you search for your enemies, you will not find them. Those who wage war against you will be as nothing at all. For I am the Lord your God, who takes hold of your right hand and says to you, do not fear. I will help you. for God to give me that word, I had to read that word daily, 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 daily. I read that till it got in my heart. So, when God puts me up to do something, of course you're going to have a little nervousness. That's just because you're in an area where you hadn't been before. You're going to have a little nervousness, but it's not fear. Because he already established within me, I got you, girl. I got you with your right hand, and I'm got you now. So you just go on and do what you got to do. I done given you an assignment, go ahead and do it. Amen?
Amen.
So then I don't even look for the enemy. I don't look for warfare. I don't look for none of that. Because he already told me I got you. I'm just walking with my daddy. And when I'm walking with my daddy, I ain't worried about nothing around me. Nothing that can come up against me. Because he already told me I got you. So I'm going to be with a lollipop in my mouth. Well, it looks like I eat lollipops. I'm going to be with a lollipop in my mouth. And I'm just going to be going on. La-di-dee, la-di-da, la-di-dee, la-di-da. And I ain't worried about nothing going on around me. And the enemy can't touch me because what did God say? He said he set a wall of fire around and about us. Anything that will try to come up against you. Like Tanya had a vision one time. And in that vision, the enemy went to, it was a dog, it was a hellhound, went to jump at her. But when it went to jump at her, it was gone.
Yeah.
That's that wall of fire.
All right.
It will not touch you.
Amen.
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 Now keep in mind that your answer. Oh, I said that. Now, if you're not making the effort to hear God, it will be difficult to get your answer. If you're not making the effort to hear God, it will be difficult to get your answer. Now remember, Hebrews 11:6 says, without faith it is impossible to please God, and he rewards those who diligently seek him.
Amen.
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 Amen. Amen. Now I want to read this to you. I don't remember why I put this here. Oh, this came from my, remember I told you about Holy Spirit Speak on the website. And you can go there and you can look at different different lessons, and you can read them. It has all different kind of topics. Holy Spirit Speak. It's on the website. When you go to San Antonio Door Post, website, then go to
blog.
And then you'll see Holy Spirit Speak, or you'll see Alyssa. But you want to go to Holy Spirit Speak, and there's different lessons in there. And so this is one lesson that, this is some information that I got from one lesson. And this is what is written. It says, let me set this before you as plainly as I can. If a person climbs over or through the fence of a sheep pen, instead of going through the gate, you know he's up to no good, right? A sheep begins to rustle. They get a little agitated. The shepherd walks right up to the gate. The gatekeeper opens the gate to him, and the sheep recognizes his voice. He calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. When he gets them all out, he leads them and they follow because they are familiar with his voice. They won't follow a stranger's voice, but will scatter because they aren't used to a sound of a stranger.
Amen.
John 10:1-5. When a stranger comes and starts speaking to God's sheep, they begin to scatter. So what would scattering look like? It would be like confusion. It would be like unease, anxiety. So when you recognize that going on in your heart, evidently you didn't hear the Lord's voice. The enemy has spoken something. Amen?
Amen.
Learning to hear God's voice isn't hard. Jesus said that his sheep will know his voice, and a stranger's voice we will not follow. This tells us that once we become a Christ follower, we are given the ability to hear his voice. Now, if anybody here doubts that they hear God's voice, no. You hear. The Bible says, the lesson says that you have been given the ability to hear God's voice because you are a Christ follower. You follow Jesus Christ. So be rest assured that you hear his voice. Now you have to learn his voice. Amen?
Amen.
It also says that he has made a way that we are to not be misled by a stranger's voice, being Satan, a false prophet, or a false teacher. A sheep comes to know the shepherd's voice from spending time with its shepherd. If we want to know our shepherd's voice and hear him accurately, did you hear that word?
Okay.
Accurately. Then we must spend time with him. Now that, we're going to say that over and over and over and over again. It's never going to be stop being said when you're trying to develop a relationship or when someone's trying to teach you to develop a relationship with the Lord and to develop your ability to hear him.
Yeah.
Now, when I said I needed a word from God, my son is an eyewitness, this is what happened. And I told, some of you know this, but I'll go over it again. My son was living in an apartment complex not too far from here, him and his family. And he saw some gang members burglarizing an apartment. And being innocent, he reported it. Well, the authorities was not discreet about who was reporting information to them. So it was putting my son at exposure to these gang members that called him a snitch. And so they had not been picked up or nothing like that.
Right.
And so somebody, I think somebody took up for him and said, no, Compton ain't said nothing, or this, that, and the other. But the thing about it, the official still was not discreet about talking to him. When they came to talk to him, they put him in the car and left him sitting there in the car in the community area where everybody can walk by and see who's in the car. You know, and he's not handcuffed. So you know that's an informant or something. Because usually they have you restrained, right?
Right.
So that was one case. And then after he had talked to the police and he told them, you know, I got a family here. I got my babies, I got my wife, and you know these people, they gonna be trying to go off on me because they calling me a snitch already. And then he says, I thought that they were going to, you know, back off and just come see him in a different location. Nope, they go to his front door. And one of the gang members saw that too. And so they trying to see why is this what do they call them? What do they call cops?
The
investigator. No, you know the words that they call them. Well, why are they over here? And so then it got to the point that they told my son that he had to be an eyewitness and they were not going to use him. He was going to have to face the gang face to face in court.
Really?
Yes. They was going to put my son right out there in the wide open. And when I heard this, and I was disturbed, he was disturbed, and I called upon the Lord, and you know, I don't know what to do. It's like God, he's trying to just do what's right. He saw them doing something wrong, and he was just standing up for somebody, you know, doing what was right. And I said, Lord, but I need a word from you. I need to hear from you. And this one day, I was at Door of Hope on W.W. White, and I was sitting in the little love seat chair, and I was very sleepy. And I put my head back. When I put my head back, I saw my son, and he was crying from his gut. This was a cry that I was like, why is he crying like that? He shouldn't be crying like that. And I woke up and I said, God, what's wrong with my son? I said, Lord, have mercy. You know, and then I had peace. But God answered me. God answered me. And the answer came through a program on TBN. And as this preacher was preaching, and I told y'all that I get excited just hearing teaching and preaching, and that's how I learn, by the talking. And so when I can hear something being said, and I could be just walking around doing something, and I can hear something said that God is giving me an answer to something, and it'll trigger me. And then I'll say, oh, and I have to write that down, because that's just an answer. Well, this particular night, TBN was on, and I thank God for TBN. And the preacher was speaking on Genesis 21:17. Listen to the answer, y'all. It says, God heard the cry, the boy crying. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter, Hagar? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there.
Wow.
Wow. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Y'all know God answered me.
Yeah.
So then I said, oh, and it was nighttime, it was late, and when I heard, I said, whoo, Jesus, there's my answer. Hallelujah. I said, okay, let me read this word. And I sat there and I read it. God heard the boy crying, and the angel of God the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter, Hagar? I could hear him say, what's the matter, dear? Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. Then it says, then God opened her eyes, and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. I said, God, you just gave me to see in your word. And your word is the water. The Bible says, out of my belly shall flow rivers of living water.
Amen.
The instruction was to go and lift the boy up and take him by the hand. Yeah. I said, okay, so I'm going to go and tell my son, Carlton, God said. And that's what that was the water I was going to give him.
Yeah, yeah.
God said.
Yeah, yeah.
And I began to tell him what God said. Mm-hmm. Do you know they didn't contact him anymore? They didn't hear nothing else. He didn't hear nothing else from that police department. Because God said, I got my answer. Mama, you remember that?
I remember.
So, again, in John 7:38, the Bible says, he that believeth on me, as the scripture has said, from within him shall flow rivers of living water. And God was the one that opened my eyes to see that scripture was my answer. Woo!
Hallelujah.
Now again, I was diligently seeking God for the answer for my child. But you have to understand, I was afraid. I was, God, what you going to do now? That's my son, Lord, what you see what they doing? And he got to live in that apartment? God said, I gotta read it again.
Yes.
Y'all wanna hear that?
Yes.
God heard the boy crying.
Amen.
So that tells me also, I gotta stop here. That tells me also that my son is calling on the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Even though I might not see it and might not think that he's calling on the name of Jesus, God heard the boy crying. And when the children cried, didn't the God say from heaven, he said, I hear the children crying. There's something in the scripture about when they hear the cry of his people, well, calls in his ears. Amen? Okay, so I'm on. And the angel of God called to Hagar from heaven and said to her, what is the matter, Hagar? And y'all, I'm gonna stop it. Y'all, when something's going down, and especially when it comes to that child, with his big head, all I gotta say is, God, my son. Oh, God, my son. I might not can say nothing else,
listen,
but all I gotta say is, God, my son,
amen.
And God hears my heart,
because
the Holy Ghost is making intercession for me.
Yeah.
You hear that?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Lastly, God was with the boy. It said, "This is the scripture." Oh, did I finish? I didn't finish the other part. Okay, let's go back. Do not be afraid. God has heard the boy crying as he lies there. Lift the boy up and take him by the hand. Come on, son, get up. Let me tell you what God said. Come on, son, don't be dismayed. Come on, let me encourage you.
Yeah.
Lift the boy up and take him by the hand, for I will make him into a great nation. God got a promise. There's a plan. Don't matter what it looked like. God said, I'm going to watch my word to do what I sent it to do.
Amen.
Amen?
Amen?
Then God opened her eyes and she saw a well of water. So she went and filled the skin with water and gave the boy a drink. You guys, we need a word from God for this year.
Amen.
But we got to diligently seek him.
Amen.
We need a word if we want to, we want change in our life. I don't know where my paper is. We need a word if we want change in our life. We need a word if we have a new idea. We need some instructions. Amen. We need a word if we've got more responsibility. We need a word, because that means we need organizational skills, we need time management skills, all of that has to be heightened. You know, God has told me about this next project to come. He says, you got to treat this with tender care. And so, that means I need to, you got to give me the details, because if I go by the way I think about it, I'll mess it all up. But when God give you a word and an order on how to go about doing the things, you won't mess up, you won't break nothing. Yes. Now didn't he do that for the temple? He gave them detailed instructions on how to build the temple and the things to put in it. Detailed instructions. So this is what we need. We need some instructions for this year. Again, it may be that we want to change some things going on in our life. We have a new idea. Our responsibilities have increased. And God just given us wisdom. Amen?
Amen.
So, okay. Y'all see I need some management stuff here. Oh. Amen. So that was our lesson.
Amen.
For the new year.
Amen.
I need a word from you, Lord. So let us pray. I thank you, Father, that you have ordered our steps. And that these steps are good. Jesus, I thank you that you are a good shepherd. And that you guide and keep and watch over us. Holy Spirit, help us to know the difference between our voice, the enemy's voice, and your voice. Lord, help us to know the way you communicate to us. Give us to be so sensitive to how you are communicating to us. We want to hear you and hear you clearly. We want it, dear God. We want to be in rhythm with your heartbeat. We want to be on your timetable. So bless us. So we receive your grace. Holy Spirit, clear out our spiritual ears. Clear out everything that would hinder us from hearing. Then, Holy Spirit, give us to perceive what God is saying to us. And let us not be like in Job, that you're talking to us and we're not perceiving. So we thank you today. Now we receive the fresh outpouring of your Holy Spirit right now. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen and amen.
Amen. Amen.